having a meditation later. I'm going to be brief. And since I'm an introvert, that really won't be hard for me. Sometimes as introverts, we can be mistaken as shy or antisocial, and that's a burden that introverts like me bear every day. I've been told my whole life that I'm quiet, but that's mostly because I just tend to think more than I talk. And I just always thought it was better to keep my mouth shut and be thought a fool than to open my mouth and prove it. You see a lot of people get into hot water on social media and on reality TV and stuff, and so that often kind of reinforces my belief a little bit that it would be better sometimes if maybe we just kept our mouths shut. It seems like some people might have a lot less problems as far as the things that they say and do that get them into trouble. So I just proceed with an abundance of caution. There are worse things that can happen than being labeled quiet, I guess, if you don't choose your words carefully. You know, Jesus prayed that the apostles would be to Jesus what Jesus is to God. So that is our legacy here in this church. It's a legacy that we've inherited from the apostles. And what an inheritance that is. That means that I guess I don't get the luxury of always being quiet. We're meant to carry on the ministry of Christ. We aren't just called to be evangelists. We're called to be witnesses. We aren't called to squelch the sins of others or to call them out, but we're called to be witnesses to the power of God's love and forgiveness. It's a power that can transform lives and heal hearts. And we have people in our lives, in our families, and in our communities that don't know God. They don't know hope. They don't know forgiveness. They may reject the message that we listen to in the Gospels. In some cases, they may not even know love. Jesus died for them too, but many of them either don't know it or choose not to believe it. I do believe that Jesus had the toughest job I could ever imagine, but if someone comes in second, then I think that that would be a mother. Mothers get to go through the childbirth, and some of them do it multiple times, and they teach us to walk, they teach us to talk, they do everything up until the time that we are ready to walk away. And that usually means being the one who tells us to do everything that we don't want to do. They love us even when we don't act very loving in return. We're called to be witnesses to God's love, and the love of a mother can provide the example of the way that God loves us and the way that we can carry on the inheritance of God's love for our community. Again, as an introvert, it can be challenging for me to reach out like this. As a human, it can be challenging to reach out to people who have given up on faith or never had it in the first place. But I can look back and think, where would I be today if nobody had ever found the ability to forgive me? That's something to ponder. We know ourselves when we are at our best, but we also know ourselves when we're at our worst. Would we be able to be our best if nobody could forgive us when we were at our worst? That is the power of forgiveness. We are redeemed from our worst so that we may live another day to be our best. And that is the love that a mother provides. And that is the love of God given to us through Christ. And we are called to be witnesses to that love and continue to carry it forward. The musician James Hetfield lost his mother shortly afterwards his father when he was a child, and he gave up on God. Much later in life, after being in a successful band, he was put in the unique position of having himself at his very worst all captured on film, which was published and released in theaters and then later on DVD. He struggled with addiction and came close to completely alienating himself from his family and from his band. All of the conflict and turmoil was recorded as part of this accidental documentary. There are many cringe-worthy moments that are difficult to watch on the long and arduous journey to redemption that he goes through. After a long stint in rehab and endless therapy sessions with his bandmates, confronting his inner demons and unexpressed grief, he eventually finds the clarity and peace of mind to return to his family and resumed playing and recording with his band. Many of the same issues that dogged him before were still there, but the difference was his willingness to set his ego aside and hand over what he could not control to what Father Randy referred to last week as his higher power. Part of this meant that being forgiven wasn't possible until he could learn to forgive himself. As someone who had rejected God after the death of his parents at an early age, this did not come easy. But the authenticity of his transformation was later revealed during a press conference for the release of the documentary. A journalist who had just watched a screening at a film festival asked him a question saying, "Your fans are going to see you in a way that is not flattering and will radically change their impression of you. How do you feel about going forward with the release of this movie?" And he closed his eyes and leaned his head back as if he was in deep thought, and then he looked directly at the journalist and he said, "Connecting with people has always been difficult for me, but the more I allow people to know the real me, the easier it is to be me. I've put myself out there, and whether or not people choose to stomp on my heart or embrace it, that's up to them. But I've done my part to allow them to know me and understand exactly how I've struggled." With a statement like that, James was able to create the space for forgiveness that his ego had been taking up before. This is just one small example of the power of forgiveness. We are recipients of that in full. Our challenge is to accept it and to continue to share it. That is love. And as Jesus states, we do not belong to the world. We are to be consecrated in the truth. The truth is that we are forgiven and that we are loved, and it is our mission to forgive and to love as well. May you all have a blessed and happy Mother's Day.